Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hey, this is Lou Mangiello from WW Radio, and I love Mike Scopa and Michelle and, of course, the Mickey Miles podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 382 of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and not with me on the show today is Michelle Scribner-McLean, who is in Disneyland as we speak. But filling in for her shoes is me and, of course, my co-host, Chris Eliopoulos. Chris, it looks like it's an all-male show tonight.
The testosterone level is going up as we speak.
Yes, I have a meter on the side here. Look at it go. Look at it
go. Totally crazy, right? Yes. All right, so here's today's song. Sticks with Mr. Roboto. Do you remember that song?
Dun, 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 something like that.
Domi arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Well.
Okay.
Since we're talking songs.
Uh-oh.
There will be one of the songs on my playlist I will put at the end of the show.
Oh.
And everyone's going to say, hey, that's pretty contemporary. But you're going to have to wait.
I can't wait to hear it.
You're going to have to wait. Shout-outs. We're usually giving shout-outs.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to give a shout-out to Michelle because she's taking she had to go to a conference in Palm Springs, and she has been working really hard this past winter and especially the last month doing all kinds of things for her job as professor Dr. Scribner-McLean. So I want to give a shout out to her for all the hard work she's put in and for a much deserved rest, and she's been able to steal away and take a few days and visit California Adventure and Disneyland, and she's actually having some time tonight with Tom Kreider and his family, and tomorrow she's going to be touring with Lee and Laura. So,
look out!
She gets the shout out for tonight.
She doesn't need it. She's having a fun night.
Yeah.
Two of us are sitting here home alone.
That's right. We're working hard here, keeping the podcast afloat.
Gotta keep going. So what are we talking about tonight? What's tonight's subject?
Well, you know, Chris, last week we were talking about a whole bunch of things, and you mentioned that you are an annual pass holder.
Mm-hmm.
I've been an annual pass holder for 26 years, I think.
Get out.
And
more than a quarter century. Huh?
Yeah. So over the years, there are things that you become complacent about. Like I take for granted. And I know that you have been an AP holder for 4 years, 6 years.
Yeah. I think about, I want to say 4 or 5 years, about there. Yeah. We had gotten it basically on your former show. The running mark that Len used to talk about was if you were staying in the parks more than 10 days a year, it would probably be better for you to get an annual pass dollar-wise. So you'd probably benefit from having an annual pass if you were going more than 10 days. So I took his advice and did that. But I wasn't really fully aware of the benefits of the annual passes. I just kind of knew that I could get in the park whenever I went to Disney World. So a little while ago, I was down there, and now that they have the magic bands, when you get the annual pass, you get a little tag that goes onto your band, and it says annual pass holder for the year. And we went into a shop, and we had ordered something. And we got to the counter, and the woman said, would you like, you know, your AP discount? And I honestly didn't know what she was talking about. I was like, what do you mean I get a discount? And she said, yeah, just present your card. Sometimes they ask for your ID. And I got, like, I don't know, what is it, 10% off for whatever I got in the shop. And I was like, oh, man. And then our discussion last week about AP pass holders, I realized I don't know a lot of the benefits beyond just getting in the parks every day and now the 10%. So I thought maybe you and I could kind of talk about what I'm missing when it comes to pass holders.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. And I know that there are a lot of people out there who are on the fence mm-hmm. regarding whether or not they should get an annual pass. They may not know what it covers, what it's worth and everything. And right. So, you know, it's... And I also know that there are a lot of people out there that have annual passes and you know, take things for granted. But I think this would be a good time to kind of go over what an annual pass is, what yeah. it covers, what it doesn't cover, how much it costs, what kind of decision-making process you would go through to determine whether or not you should get one. You know, you talked about the 10-day per year a guideline that Len has always, that well, at least 10 years ago we said it. I think that's kind of adjusted a little bit, but let's start off by telling everybody exactly what the annual pass, you know, basically covers.
Well, we should also talk about how much it costs, right? I mean,
yeah.
What are they up to this year? Did you?
I happen to have here. So,
and there's different levels too. They've also alternated them to different levels of what you get.
Yes, there's basically it's platinum and, well, it's platinum, platinum plus, and gold. Right. They range in prices. The lowest is, and I think this is the one I have the platinum annual pass, and it goes for $797. And that what's really bothersome about that is that it doesn't matter if you're 3 or if you're 63. It's the same price.
Right.
They changed that last year, and that's an issue. The Platinum Plus, and we'll talk about what that involves, that's about another $100. It's $882. The Gold Annual Pass, which is for DVC and Florida residents, it's $584.
Right.
And...
Well, and we have to remember, too, that the Florida residents, there are blackout dates, correct?
There are blackout dates, and so that, you know, I have friends who live down there who will not buy the Florida resident pass because they don't want to be denied access to the parks on those dates. So
yeah, especially like around the holidays, they black out a lot of those dates, and you want to go, well, you did want to go see the Osborne Lights.
Yeah, those usually it's around Christmas time. I think it's also some. I want to say around July 4th. I don't have the blackout dates right. in front of me, but
there are yeah. a few around the year. I mean, I know because I have friends who work for the Disney Corporation, whether they're with Marvel or not, and there are blackout dates on their silver cards, and they're I think they're similar to the Florida annual passes. So you have to look out for those.
Yeah. So, Chris, why don't you tell our audience what a platinum annual pass gives you?
God help me! I don't even know. That's why I think I want to talk to you.
Okay.
Here's what I know. I'll tell you what I know. Okay. I can obviously get in the parks. I have a park hopper, so I can get in all the parks. I can hop from park to park. I can get complimentary parking. I get a 10% discount, and I have the option of buying a Tables in Wonderland card. That's the extent of what I know I have on my AP. That's it. That's why I wanted to talk to you about it, because I don't know what else I can. I mean, I know there. I've heard. I never use them. There was AP discounts on rooms and stuff like that, and you have to get like you have to look for them. But I don't even know how to look for them or what I would have to do to get them.
Yeah, it's very important to understand how distinctive each one of these pass flavors is, and just to go over them again, just to make sure that everyone understands that when you we talk Platinum Annual Pass, all it involves is the four main theme parks: Epcot, Magic Kingdom,
Hollywood Studios,
then.
Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, Disney's Animal Kingdom. Okay, there are no blockout dates when you have the Platinum.
Right.
It's 12-month unlimited admission and park hopping privileges. It's still, you know, if you go down a certain number of days every 12 months, it's still a good deal. But no, the key there is park hopping available in 12 months and no blackout dates. And you also, you know, if you are not staying on the property, you also get complimentary parking to the theme park, the parking lots. Mm-hmm. So you also get a Magic Band. And you also get that free photo pass download, which was a carrot that they dangled with everyone.
Okay.
So that's basically it. Of course, if you're doing special events, that's they're separately priced. But that's basically the Platinum Annual. Now, when you talk about the Plus, there are things that come with that do not come with the Platinum Annual. And that is... you get admission to, let me see, it gets admission to Disney Quest, the water parks, that includes Blizzard Beach, Typhoon Lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, what else does it give? There's something about the golf course, but I'm not sure what that is, what that annual pass gets
the
you.
The regular golf courses or the mini? Or the
Disney's Oak Trail golf course.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you get a discount on the greens fees or whatever. So you get those extra things with the Platinum Plus. And if you're real, and so to me, if you are into the water parks, I think that's something to consider. If you're, you know, if you when you go down there, you visit the water. If you visit the water parks 5, 6, 7 times a year.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many times do you think would it be worthwhile if you were.
Yeah.
Going to the water park. I mean, if I went one time a year, it's not really worth it to add that on there or just buy the ticket, right?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's...
If you're going 5 or 6, maybe then you're talking, yeah, let's, I would go up to the Plus.
So that's something, again, it's somebody who is, I guess...
Or you like golf?
Yeah, if you like golf, maybe.
I mean, that opens up everything to you. I mean, like, you know.
Yeah. Okay, Chris, so that takes care of the Disney Platinum. Now let's talk about Disney Gold.
Mm.
Now, the Disney Gold has those blackout dates, and I did find, I had something here right here that talks about the blackout dates, and for this year, I'll give you an idea. I don't know if I have them all, but like New Year's Day was a blackout. From the 19th of March to the 1st of April was a blackout time. And it looks like from the 16th of December to the 31st of December. And so there you go, those times. So I guess summer is not too bad. But that's the Disney Gold Pass. It gives you, again, unlimited admission to the four theme parks and complimentary parking. You know, so that's it. The difference is that it's...
it's got blackout dates.
Yeah. And it's for Florida residents and Disney Vacation Club members. So if you want to, you know, go that way, fine. If you don't want the blackouts, you go with the Platinum. Now, now you still have one other one, and it's called the Silver Pass. And that is exclusively for Florida residents. Now we're getting into blackout dates. Again, you've got the four theme parks, okay? But listen to this. Blackout dates for this year, New Year's Day. The aforementioned March 19th to April 1st. Then, hold your breath. The 6th of June through the 11th of August.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine that?
A chunk of the summer is off limits.
Yeah, June 6th through August 11th.
Well, that's the big time of year, right? I mean, that's their extreme time of year.
Wow. And then, of course, you get the December thing. But
right. That's because they want to keep the locals away during the summer.
Yeah, so. I mean,
well, you think about it, too. Down there, they go back to school, you know, in August. So the kids are already going back to school in August.
Yeah, so maybe it's just a.
That's when they're doing it. So that's probably why. They're cutting it off in August. Everybody's going back to school. So they're trying to effectively keep out the locals during the summer.
Yeah, it's just too bad. But those are the different flavors. So, again, let's talk about some other things that are going on. First off, where do you buy these annual passes? I think that's an important thing. I mean, if someone out there is listening and saying, well, you know, maybe I do want to purchase an annual pass, but how do I purchase it? And I mean, obviously Disney is going to do whatever they can to offer all kinds of avenues for you to purchase them, like going to www.disneyworld.com.
Right.
So you can order them online. You can call 407-W-Disney. If you're a DVC member, you go to the DVC member services. And you used to be able to go to certain Disney stores around the country. I'm not sure. I think that still is, but I don't think there are that many that do it. I mean, I used to buy mine that way.
Right. You can obviously buy it at the parks. They have the stands where you can.
Yeah.
I know I've picked them up. I've ordered them and then gone and picked up when I got to the parks. I know I got mine just outside of Epcot, outside of the back entrance there. There's a little stand, a little kiosk there that you can pick up. I know in the Magic Kingdom, the same thing. You can go and pick that up there. And I think you can order them from there, too, because I paid. So,
yep. Guest services, guest relations, guest whatever you want to call it.
Right, right. So you can do it while you're there. Yeah, so I don't know if you can. I mean, there's not many Disney stores left around the country these days. I mean, there's a few, obviously, but I don't know if you can buy them. We have to check out. I have to ask Becky one day.
Let's see. So
I know you do. Well, I get it all the time. Is the Mickey Monitor? You get the pass holder newsletter, right?
Yeah, Chris. The Mickey Monitor. I remember Greg Erbar, who was on our show a few weeks ago. Greg used to be the editor. He was the editor at least back in, well, it was about at least 10 years ago. I remember when I first met Greg. So, and actually, I have my picture in there. But
special.
Yeah, I have my best. Yep. So
is that when you got? Is that what your million dreams or whatever?
Your
it was?
Million dreams. Yep.
Very cool.
But. Yeah, so you get that four times a year, and that's one of the things you get. Now, there are...
I mean, they give you news on the attractions and events and
yeah, they let you. Yeah, they give you all kinds of opportunities to make use of your annual pass.
Which I never read, or I barely read, so I should read more often so that I know I wouldn't have to have this podcast if I actually read it and knew what I was getting.
So... Chris, before we get into all the extra benefits and stuff that comes with annual passes, maybe we should talk about, let me take that back. Let's talk about the benefits, because I think that will help those out there who are on the fence to decide whether or not it's worth it. Because for a lot of people, they'll think, well, if it's just the parks, then, you know, it may be worth it, but I'm not sure. But if they had more information, if they were a more educated consumer, they would be able to make a better decision. So we'll get into the decision making process after we talk about the benefits. So you mentioned that you are a relatively new annual pass holder, but you have been finding out certain things that you are eligible for or entitled to as a annual pass holder. So why don't you discuss what you've found out so far?
Well, it's interesting is one of the things that was almost keeping me away from getting the annual pass was the thought that there's always free dining. You know, every once in a while you hear about the free dining and stuff like that. And I would say, oh, but I can't get a free dining if I'm doing annual passes. And I was thinking about, those kind of discounts. The annual pass you can get the Tables in Wonderland card. I think, what is it, $150, $175 now?
It's $150 for an annual pass holder.
And it takes, what is it? It takes 18% off?
It takes 18% off the bill. It's actually, it's supposed to take 20%, but it really takes 18%, as we talked about with AJ Wolf.
Yeah.
But in what you need to do is you need to spend over the course of the 12, it's actually, they give it actually 13 months on those. So you have to spend $750 to just be at the break-even mark.
So you have to spend $750 on meals to make that worthwhile, that money is what you're saying.
Right. But if you are a family of four like you, that can happen real fast.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. We're not big eaters, too. That's the other thing I was thinking about with the free dining. We did that one time. We had the free dining, and we just couldn't eat all the food, and we just felt so bad that they were, like, dumping so much food and we're not eating at all. You know, it doesn't include any alcohol and certain, you know, you have to have certain specific things. You have to have an appetizer. You have to have a meal. You have to have a dessert and that kind of thing. And anything else is extra, and it doesn't cover the tip. So, I find Tables in Wonderland a better deal for me just because the places I go seem to always take it. I'm not really looking to, eat, you know, them out of business. So,
You're right.
But, I think that's a question that a lot of people have to decide for themselves. You know, do you just buy the regular tickets, suck it up so you can get the free dining when it's available? I don't know. You know, I know they try to do a lot of deals where you get your hotel and park tickets, and then sometimes they throw in some dining and stuff like that too. So, with annual passes, you know, you're covered if you're staying there so many days. And, you know, I tend to like the Tables in Wonderland card. I know it's getting a little cost prohibitive, but if you're going enough, if you're going so many times that you feel like you need an annual pass, you're probably going to be spending enough money to. I mean, look, God knows I go to Narcoossee's and I'll drop, you know, $200 for four. So you're already getting to that point where if you're saying the $750 is the break even point, you know, if you're going to these higher end restaurants, it's going to pay for itself after a certain point of. You know.
Yeah, I mean, this year I'll be going three times, although I had to renew it in April, but I expect to be there in August, and I might be there in the fall, you know. So
especially for runners, too, right? If we're going to do a bunch of multiple races, it might be a smart, especially now that you can't have somebody check in for you, you have to have those extra days. Yeah. It would be nice to have the annual passes covered.
You know, we can do a show on free dining. I can tell you that I've tried it twice. Mm-hmm. First time wasn't bad. All I had to do was buy a 1 day ticket because I had an annual pass, and it was okay. The second time I got free dining, it was not okay because even though I did not have to buy the whole week, what happened is that it was about 10, maybe 9 years ago. What happened is that they started to adjust the free dining so that I remember going to La Cellier and all of a sudden the menus were color-coded. And there were certain things that I could buy if I was on free dining, and there were certain I could order, and there were certain things I couldn't order. So when they started putting parameters around that, I said, that's it. But that's another show. Let's get to the let's get to what the APs cover.
Talk to me about parking. So you have a car, you can park at any of the parks?
Mm-hmm. And usually they will, you know, if you have your Magic Band, and it depends upon the cast member, it depends upon, you know, the time of year, but they, like in April, they let me go a lot, maybe because they recognize me. So
you
many
again?
Times. Yeah. But then there are times when I know that they'll take one of those devices and hit your Magic Band, and they'll ask you what your name is.
Oh, they'll double check to make sure you're
that. But they check it, and I don't know if it speeds up the whole process. But anyways, that's complimentary parking, and that's nothing to sneeze at because the parking is $20, $22. I'm not sure what it is. I never pay, so.
Right.
But it's one of those things where you take for granted as an annual pass holder.
I don't usually drive when I'm down there. I want to totally immerse myself in the not doing anything. But you tend to drive around. Does that also include parking at hotels? Like if you are going for lunch or dinner somewhere, is that or they know you're staying at another hotel? But even if you're not staying at a hotel, if you have an annual pass, you're not staying at a hotel, can you get parking at, say, you know, Grand Floridian if you're going to have breakfast there?
No, I don't believe that the annual pass
covers
passes
that.
Do anything. The only thing that can get you in there is if you are staying at that particular hotel. If you have a dining reservation, if you have an ADR, sometimes the guard will let you in, or sometimes he'll say, well, let me check. You know, they used to have lists, checklists and everything, because people do take advantage of that. So,
sure.
But bottom line is that the annual pass doesn't get you free parking at the hotels. No.
Okay.
Or parking access, I should say. The Walt Disney World Annual Passholder Program has so many discounts and so many areas that we need to cover that we will have to continue this discussion in part two, as Chris and I will continue to try to explain exactly what you get when you purchase an annual pass for Walt Disney World. So for, oh, wait a minute. Didn't I say that I was going to include one of my songs on my running playlist for the end of the show? Well, I have to stay true to my word, so here it is. You'll be hearing it in the background as we sign off. So, for Chris Haleopoulos, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.